Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. And we're actually, this morning, down in Dalton, Georgia, at Shaw's headquarters on the Hill. And we're in the Design Center, and we're in a gorgeous space. It's actually a 7,000-square-foot space that's an exact replica of what Shaw is now putting in what they call their Shaw Design Centers. I'm here with Heather Yamada, who's in charge of product and merchandising with the aligned side of Shaw's business, and also with LaShawn McGinnis, who is in charge of this specific area, the Shaw Design Center. So how are you ladies doing this morning?
We're doing great. Thanks for having us.
Okay, and now Sean's done this before. This is your first time, right, Heather?
Yes, it is.
This event that you had yesterday, let's talk about that real quick. You actually had 20 dealers come down here, and I was impressed because, you know, this time with the economy the way it is, here are 20 dealers who are thinking about making a major investment, and a few of them I talked to says, well, this is the time to do it because it's when it recovers, you're already in place. So tell us a little bit about what happened with the event yesterday.
Sure, Kemp. What happened this week is we invited, like you said, 20 dealers in to see our new showroom. And this is the type format that we're now offering potential Shaw Design Center customers. I say potential customers because obviously it's their choice, but we're very selective on who we choose to have this type of format. It's a good investment for the dealer. And to your point, Kemp, we had a lot of dealers here yesterday that said, yes, this is the time to grow my business and position myself for growth that should take place when the economy turns in 09 and 010. So these are smart dealers or smart business people, and this is the type format that works for them.
Well, I got to tell you, this space is a real wow space. And when you first walk in, I mean, you notice that the racks are at a lower point so that you can see the entire room. You also notice things hanging from the ceilings, and there are focal areas. Why don't you, LaShawn, tell us a little bit about the focal points of the way you've set this up?
Okay, sure. One of the things that we did differently for this format is that we sought retail expertise, outside of the floor covering industry. Because quite frankly, we've been doing the same thing. We as an industry have been doing a lot of the same things as far as retail design and showroom space. And so we began to ask the question, you know, questions like, what is going to speed up a consumer's selection process? What are the factors that contribute towards speeding up that process? How do we keep the consumer in the store? What does today's consumer look like compared to 4 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago? And then at the same time, we looked at retail environments like a Best Buy or high-end women's clothing lines, the Container Store, Crate and Barrel, Pottery Barn, because we believe that the same retail best practices that all of those successful companies engage in can be mimicked at floor covering retail. And so when we teamed up with an architectural firm to create this space, we put together some of those same retail best practices. And so what you see in this environment is very structured, it's very organized. The structure of the displays and the placement of the displays are not organic like we have in industry have promoted over the past several years. It's very structured. Confused customers don't buy. And when a customer walks into this environment, she sees organization. There's architectural elements on the ceiling that we call wayfinding signage or directional signage that instantly put the consumer at ease because she knows where to go in the showroom. And with this architectural wayfinding signage, she also has zones or areas of hardwood, areas of laminate, areas of carpet and tile and stone. So she knows where to go and she can feel comfortable going there. And also in this type of environment, there's workstations, there's tables in these zones where a consumer can sit down and she can compare fabric swatches, paint swatches with the floor covering choices that she's selected. And we believe that this type of environment keeps a consumer in the store. Even the lighting is something that we've investigated, and the lighting in this environment is such that it shows blues in the right spectrum. The reds are redder, the greens are greener. This lighting imitates the lighting that a consumer would find at home. And so there's not that need to take the sample out of the store. She can make her selections here in the store. And again, it speeds up not only the selection process, but also speeds up the closing process as well.
All right, LaShawn, I mean, you talked about the signage. You talked about the focal points, the areas for the customer to sit down and feel relaxed, the whole way that you've made it a lot simpler for her to come in, feel at home, make a decision. Heather, why don't you tell us a couple of things I see when I'm just looking this place. One is the products that you showcase that are actually installed on the floor. And also, if you don't mind, tell us a little bit about this visions wall that you have.
Sure. Yes, we... From a product and merchandising standpoint, we really tried to simplify the process and to make it easy for consumers to shop and to ultimately purchase product. And one of the new additions, and it's a focal point on our showroom, is our Color Visions trend wall. And we are very excited about this because we feel like it's very unique. It's going to give the dealers an advantage in their marketplace to be able to talk to consumers and so that they can make the selection process. And the Color Visions trend wall really combines all flooring surfaces. It's all about color, inspiration, and with the combination of combining not only carpet, tile, laminate, and hardwood into a visual. And what the Color Visions does is give the dealer a platform to help the consumer ultimately make a decision, and it provides inspiration. We feel like when customers walk in, they've done research on the web. They have gone to the shelter magazines and they've done their research, but when they walk into a dealer store, they're still looking for expert advice, and the Color Visions trend wall gives them that platform to do that.
One thing I'd like to point out that I notice is that it's actually done in partnership with Benjamin Moore. I mean, Benjamin Moore is also a company that understands fashion design, much like you guys do. Tell us a little bit about the partnership you have with Benjamin Moore.
Yeah, that's something that was really exciting process. Benjamin Moore is a sister company of Berkshire Hathaway, so we have a relationship there. But with this Color Visions, like I said earlier, it is all about color and inspiration, and they are color experts. We obviously are color experts too in the flooring industry, so we really felt like it was a good partnership. Typically, when a consumer walks in, they do have a paint color in mind. They may even have a paint chip in mind. So the trend wall is really nice because we have added Benjamin Moore paint chips to this. So it does feature Benjamin Moore paint chips along with all our flooring selections as well, and it's all divided by color. You have everything from blues and greens and reds to purples. I mean, it's a wide spectrum, and it's the latest and greatest, not only in the flooring industry, but also trans into the fashion world as well.
When you first walk in here, that's one of the things that really stands out, and we are in the flooring business, but we're also in the fashion business, so I really do like that. Now, one other thing I was asking you about is the products that you've selected that are actually on the floor that they can kinetically, you know, walk on when they're shopping. Talk a little bit quickly about how you chose what products you have there.
Yes, that's one thing that probably is most different about this showroom when you walk in. Typically, it can go one of two ways when you walk into a store, where you might just have one flooring type or two flooring types throughout the entire floor, or if you walk into a dealer's space, you might find multiple flooring, but there's really no organization or pattern to it. One of the things that we've done in this showroom is that we've used the flooring as part of the wayfindings to get you to certain destinations and focal points. So, for example, when you walk into the showroom, we do have wood as one of the first things in the showroom, but as you walk through the showroom, it can guide you to some of those focal points. We do have carpet in specific areas, obviously, in the carpet section, but we kept it very simple. We didn't put various carpet constructions or patterns in each of the carpet areas. We actually kept all the carpet selections the same in each of the carpet areas. So we kept it very simple, and but yet it's not distracting for the consumer. They can still walk in, they can see how the carpet or the hardwood or tile is installed on the floor, but it's not distracting. It has a purpose, and it just gives a really nice, calm visual when a consumer walks in the store.
LaShawn, we were talking earlier before the interview, and we were talking about some of the changes about what the STC was when you first started at the Shaw Design Center and what it is now. And one of the things that you said, and I think this is key, and I'm going to ask you to tell our listeners about this, is you've put a little bit of teeth in the program. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's, you know, when you look at the Shaw Design Center and you look at other competitive programs, you know, a dealer's got to be asking, you know, what's in it for me? What is this program all about? And while the Shaw Design Center environment is a central part of the program. We've also got the benefits that come along with that, and also the support from every part of our company. It's interesting because over 100 people here in Dalton help put together all of the details and execute this program on a daily basis. That doesn't include product manufacturing, that doesn't include the people out in the field that work with our dealers one-on-one every single day. But the environment is a very special part of that. And when we look at this environment and we think about doing retail differently, this really fits the bill. And, you know, we were talking with one of our existing retailers, Shaw Design Center retailers, yesterday, who has had this format since April. And it was interesting to me to hear him say, my margins increased by 8 points, and my business in 2008 over 07 should be 10% higher. And you think about the economy, and that's not an easy thing to do in 2008. But he's accomplishing that through the Shaw Design Center. The other aspect of this that I believe makes the program work for dealers is that every element of the Shaw Design Center environment was intentional, from the color of the ceilings, the paint, the finish of the paint, the lighting, the flooring, like Heather was discussing, the architecture. Every single thing draws the consumer into product. And we've reduced the visual distraction or the visual noise in the showroom so that the product is the celebrity, everything else is the stage. And again, it goes back to making the consumer's selection process a speedier process, closing the sale, and getting those higher margin points for our retailers. And so far, based on what we're hearing, it's really working well. So it's functional design that is a profitable answer to our dealers.
Well, I've got to admit, it is impressive to see. And as you know, I think one of the key things you said is a confused consumer does not buy. And I think you guys have really done a good job of making the selection, the shopping process of flooring one that's more palatable than perhaps what it was several years ago. LaShawn, if somebody's interested in becoming or looking at the showroom, perhaps even talking to you guys about being an SDCC dealer and having this type of format, what would they do? Give you a call?
They can certainly give me a call. I think one of the best resources that they have is their local Shaw territory manager or regional manager would probably be better. But again, it's like I mentioned earlier, we are very selective about the Shaw Design Center program and making sure that this is a program that is embraced by key retailers across North America. But certainly the conversation begins in the field.
Is there a place that a dealer can go and see photographs of, you know, some of the things we've talked about?
You know, that's another great question, Kemp. this is so new. We haven't posted any photographs online. Rest assured, that is coming.
All right. We've been talking to Heather Yamato and LaShawn McGinnis, and we're actually standing in a close replication of what a Shaw Design Center would look like out there in the field. And you're listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.